Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W-G-G-E-E. Date of birth is 4/11/42. Patient was seen today. Today is 12/27/2024. 82-year-old gentleman was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. He's currently on hospice with mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph. One thing we noticed as soon as we walk in the room is that he's more confused. He has a much larger ascites. He has a Foley catheter in place because of a tonic bladder, period. In the paragraph, he has swelling of his lower extremity. He has JVD. He appears comfortable as long as he's not moving. His blood pressure is 155 over 56, pulse of 56, or two sats 95% on room air, period. In the paragraph, he also suffers from morbid obesity, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, gouty arthritis, anxiety, bipolar disorder, sleep apnea, dementia, and history of DVT of the lower extremity, period. New paragraph, his total bed bound, his weight appears to be stable, but most likely because of the amount of fluid he has in place, he might require paracentesis at a later date because of the amount of fluid in the peritoneal space at this time. Abound bladder incontinent, of course, total bed bound, ADL dependent, decreased appetite, has the symptoms of aspiration as well. He suffers from sundowner syndrome. His caretaker tells me, Cleo tells me that he fidgets at night and he's very uncomfortable. I've recommended to the medical director to increase the trazodone to 100 milligram instead of 50 milligram and reduce the Remeron from 15 to 7.5 milligram. This was also communicated with the DON today. KPS is at 40%. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. And by the way, he belongs in the New York Heart Association Class 4 of congestive heart failure classification. Thank you.